racing's heartland. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Well, tomorrow night at the Valley will be a huge night. Not only do we have the Group 1 William Reid, we've got the final of the 55-second challenge, and it is the end of the night racing season, which once again has been spectacularly popular with the coverage on racing.com and the patronage out there as well. And the man who is the boss of Moonee Valley, I'm pleased to say, has joined me in the studio, Michael Brown. How are you, mate?
Michael, good morning. Great to be here.
Gee, it's been another brilliant season. I heard you say, is it 21 years? Night racing's been going now?
It's remarkable, isn't it, to think that night racing at the Valley's been a staple now for 21 years. Kicked off, of course, in January 1998 with Bob Scarborough or Stella Cadente winning the big
Vitra race. And won the first race for RS Dyer.
Of course. So now we're all getting older.
Sadly, that is true. But one thing that hasn't waned is the popularity. The punters and the public love it.
It's going from strength to strength, and you see some of the numbers or the results we've posted this year. Wagering's super strong, and I've just had the numbers come through for last Friday night with the Alistair Clark Stakes as the feature there, wagering up over 13%, which is a fantastic result. But across the season now, with that punched into the model, the wagering on night racing, 15 meetings done for the season, would be up over 8%, which is going against industry trends. It's by far the second most popular slot through the week for punters.
There's no doubt night sport and racing for wagering is where the future is. That's what continues to grow. You speak to anyone from the commercial networks, it's all about putting the sport on a night time where all the public or majority of the public have spare time and can watch it. Is there plans maybe to expand the night racing season?
Yeah, well, at the moment, it's a defined season out at the Valley. So we pick it up grand final eve when we've got the Group 1 Moyer Stakes, and it goes through until football kicks off again. So this meeting here, so it's the 6 months, but the club is toying with a couple of options around bringing the start of the season forward to the beginning of September and then potentially pushing out for a week or two into early April. So I think night racing is definitely the future for the Valley. We've got some grand plans that tie in with the redevelopment, but you're right, the viewership and the punters are telling us that they really do appreciate being able to sit back on a Friday night and enjoy our product.
Could that be as soon as next season?
It won't be next season, so the race dates for next season have been signed off, but we're just working on a couple of options at the moment, and we'll do that in consultation with Racing Victoria.
And has it been confirmed that the first Cox Plate of the new redeveloped Moonee Valley will be a night Cox Plate?
Hasn't been confirmed, but that is the plan. Obviously, it's difficult at the moment with the current infrastructure and the footprint that we've got to do a night Cox Plate, but the plan is that when we do cut the ribbon on the new Moonee Valley, that the Cox Plate should shift over to the nighttime slot.
And what date is that expected to be the first Cox Plate?
Working through that at the moment. At the earliest, I'd be saying the final Cox Plate on the current track is looking around the 2022. We're working through that with our development partners at the moment, but we're all set now to lodge the first planning permit application for Stage A, 68 townhouses up in the members' car park, and that should be on sale in October. So it'll all be determined by the sales rate, how popular the development is. If we can get a good solid start to it, we should be able to accelerate through that program.
And with the plans for that development, will you miss a Cox Plate at Moonee Valley?
Working through those options at the moment, there is a possibility that we could miss a Cox Plate. The track construction isn't the issue. We'd be able to get the track constructed and that would be ready to race 12 months later. The challenges will be around the design and the construction of the grandstand.
Well, can't wait for the new Moonee Valley, but closer to home, tomorrow night's William Reid. It's a very even race. It'll be great for punters. There's no standouts, but it's a stellar field.
Of course, the Keogh Holmes William Reid, it's the final Group 1 here in Victoria through the season. Some interesting runners, of course. Mick Price's mare, Secret Agenda, she had that Group 1 form last autumn across in Adelaide in the Sangster and, of course, in the Goodwood. Really keen to see how the Hayes trio goes. Thorum, of course, come through and won the Australia Stakes. And I'm told that there's a big push coming through the Snowden camp for Pryor. So he's been a quality colt all the way through. They've picked this option here for him first up with the dry track here and the wet track up in Sydney. Really keen to see how he goes. And, of course, She Will Reign, the win that she delivered in the Moyer Stakes back in September last year, was one of the best wins we saw at the Valley this season. So looking forward to a really even contest, but it'll be a high-quality race.
And I've loved the 55-second challenge. I think everyone's really got involved in that. And The current standings, who is leading? I believe you've got a dead heat at the top.
Yeah, well, we had almost had a dead heat last year. Bo Rada, who's coming back from injury, I'd say he's back tomorrow night, and he missed the record by 1/100th of a second. So we had to put a clause in case of a dead heat. And previously it would have been difficult when we gave away a car, so a Mazda or a Jeep. But now with Ladbrokes taking it on this year for the first time, there's a $55,000 cash prize, and the clubhouse leader...
To the trainer.
So we've got a tie at the moment. The clubhouse lead at the time is 55-12. John McMillan with Mile High and Jerome Hunter with Angry G. But interesting to see Mark Connors. He's got his Flying Machine Super 2 coming down, and Blake Shin will take the ride. She's one of the quickest horses in the country. I'll be fascinated to see how Blake can judge the pace, and I reckon there's a chance with the conditions and the weather that's forecast for tomorrow that they'll give that 55-12 a real shake.
Have you got the other boys coming down to on standby to collect the cheque just in case?
John's on course. Jerome's across in Japan at the moment.
Is he?
Which is disappointing. It would have been great to have him here, but I'm sure there'll be a nervous 55
well,
seconds
of change. I'm looking forward to Racing.com putting a camera on John's face during the running of Super 2's race
to get
his reaction.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's a series that... The trainers and the jockeys have embraced. It's taken on a great profile, and it's a terrific innovation at Moonee Valley. It's a unique concept, and racing is about the clock, isn't it? So it's one that the club's been really active in promoting over the past 7 years, and we do appreciate the support coming through the trainers for that series.
It's a huge weekend of sport. Footy's back tonight. The Tigers will have a 10-goal win tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got the footy on the big screen out there as well.
We have. So Essendon taking on Adelaide at Etihad Stadium. So we'll have that on the super screen. Obviously, Essendon's the heartland out there at Moonee Ponds. So plenty of on-course activities as well. A great opportunity after the last race too for punters to walk the track. So it's not an opportunity that we present too often. A bit like walking on the MCG. We see the valley as hallowed turf. And there'll be a renovation after we get past this meeting leading into the winter. And then, of course, the spring, making sure that the track will be in tip-top condition for hopefully Winks coming back for a fourth Cox Plate.
Now, it is a Group 1 tomorrow night, and we know Moonee Valley's had their relaxed racing, which has been embraced by the rest of the industry. I've got an SMS from a punter saying, will people be allowed in the members wearing jeans and polo shirts as they were last Friday night?
No, we don't have jeans and polo shirts. There may have been one that snuck through, but smart casual, so chinos, and we want collared shirts, not polos. So Moonee Valley led the way on relaxing the dress code, and the members certainly do appreciate that out at the Valley.
Now, I read an interesting article this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald where Hugh Bowman has said if they wanted to, Winks would win the Everest first up. What's happening with Winks? Give us the inside scoop. Have you got everything planned for a fourth Cox Plate?
Definitely. So my understanding is that after the George Ryder this weekend, there will be a media conference early next week, Monday or Tuesday, where they'll announce the plans. Clearly, a fourth Cox Plate is high on the agenda. I'm not sure which way they're heading. I've spoken to connections, and they're keeping their cards very close to their chest. If I was a betting man, I would say that there is every chance that she'd head to Royal Ascot for the Queen Anne. I think that's a high possibility. And I have a sneaking suspicion that they'll try and do what Criterion did in 2015. Come back, and wouldn't it be fantastic for her swan song to be at the Valley in the Cox Plate as she chases immortality to win a fourth?
Wow, that would be outstanding. So a trip to Royal Ascot, most likely, and then to maybe come and say farewell at the Valley.
That's my opinion. So we'll be tuning in to see what the press conference can tell us on Tuesday. But I think you saw her a couple of weeks ago in the Chipping Norton. She's come back bigger and better than ever. She hasn't dropped off at all. So.
If she did do that, and it was announced that she was going to have her farewell run at the Valley, it would be one of the biggest, most watched moments in Australian sport. Would you consider moving into a twilight sphere for the broadcast?
Probably not at this stage. I think if the punters want to see history in the making with Winks chasing a fourth Cox Plate, if it's run at 5 o'clock, they'll tune in.
No doubt about that. Michael, good luck tomorrow night. Can't wait to get out to the Valley myself, and fingers crossed for that huge announcement early next week, re Winks.
Terrific. Thank you.
Michael Brow, the CEO of Moonee Valley. And if you're thinking about what to do tomorrow night, get out to the Valley. You can watch the footy on the big screen and some of the best horses going around in what is a great, relaxed atmosphere. That's tomorrow night at the Moonee Valley. And then we'll all up all the winnings into Golden Slipper Day on Saturday. Tomorrow from 8:30, we'll be previewing both William Reid Stakes night and also Golden Slipper Day with all the major players. From 9 o'clock, Mick Sharkey in the studio with Friday Form Focus as well. Good luck if you're having a punt today. I'll be back from 8:30 tomorrow.